Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 4. My co-host Spencer is messing around with his mic as I speak, but I'm used to it. We're recording this show on the 11th of 18th, 22. We do this live at 8:30 Pacific time. You can join us on YouTube if you've got any questions about building a membership site. In this particular episode, we're going to be talking about all things SEO and content marketing and how to produce content for your courses in general. There's a little bit of overlap. It's going to be a fantastic show. I'm pumped up to do it. And I've got my great co-host, Spence, with me. Spence, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
If I don't mess with the microphone, who's going to? This is it's Spence, and now, starting as of today, you can find me at my new hub, SpencerForman.com. That's F-O-R-M-A-N.com. That will lead you to the other three or four businesses that I'm involved with. So SpencerForman.com.
You found a new digital home, have you, Spence?
It is the what I will call the Grand Central Station of all things that I'm up to, because otherwise I have too many things to say.
There we go. Keep your life simple. That's what I say. So we're going in. You want a membership site. You want a second income. You want to build hopefully a long-term business. You want the freedom of online business. These are all great things. You got the knowledge. You're going to build your course, you have built your course, your first course, but people got to find your course, got to find your website, and there's many ways of marketing your great course, your great membership site online. But one of the fundamental things that you've got to understand is content marketing and SEO. And what one of the great things we got to focus here on the machine show, membership machine show, on WordPress, not exclusively, but both me and Spencer think it's a great solution. So you own your business, you're not leasing it. And one of the great things about WordPress, it's very SEO friendly and Google just loves it. But you do need some help. So we're going to look at, in this show, all the leading SEO plugins, other plugins, SEO research tools. We're going to do a mega dive, as we normally do. There's a load of value in this episode, so keep listening. So, Spence, let's go in to the main SEO plugins, and let's start off with the big gorilla in the market, Yoast SEO. What are your thoughts about Yoast SEO?
Undeniable that it is the 500-pound gorilla, one of the first, if not the first. It has priority and has had priority in the WordPress repository since time and millennia. So that means nobody can really easily compete with it. However, there are a couple in our list, including number 4 and number 3, number 2, that do a pretty good job, especially number 4. Personally, I would not recommend this to anyone. And the reason for that sort of like unexpected response is that it does things that you don't know it's doing unless you're an expert, which results in unintended things. One big example of that is 301 redirects. It thinks it knows better. So, for example, a 301 redirect, meaning like call it a redirection to a page because it thinks you've disabled or turned off something on the original URL. While that might be helpful to somebody that doesn't know any better, to somebody who's doing marketing automation or sales funnels, you may be running a temporary page that you turn on and off and do this and that, And Yoast goes ahead and builds a redirection in its on its own in the background silently that you have to know how to find, because otherwise you pull out what's left of your hair looking for, why doesn't my sales funnel operate as I intended? That kind of behavior in the old days is that framework thing we talked about, too many features being forced on you.
Now, yeah, you got some more to add?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just back to that same conversation. Are you looking to build a WordPress site where you have one or two key plugins that do everything? In which case, okay, fine. Maybe Yoast babysitting and doing this stuff for you is what you want. Like a tricycle is easy to ride. But if you're really looking to build features into something that is exactly as you want it, I would look where you got more control at the front end.
Yeah. I've got to be honest with the listeners and viewers. The present CEO of the company, the wife of the founder, she's a fabulous lady. Love her to bits. I've got history with the founder. We're not the best of friends for various reasons. So I've got to be very careful. But I just want to put that to you, listeners and viewers, because I believe in shooting straight. So I've got a bit of history with the founder and some of his practices. It was bought out probably over a year ago, probably even more, by one of the major hosting providers. I think they were bought by GoDaddy or the IGN?
They haven't been owned. I mean, the founder and his wife, or maybe the two of them are the founders, I think. The two founders, they haven't owned it directly for over a year, at least.
Yeah, who bought it, though?
Again, one of those private equity companies, I can't think of the name right now.
I thought it was a hosting company that bought it.
Hold on.
Newfold
Digital.
All right.
Newfold Digital, I believe, I could be wrong, as I recall, is owned by a larger private equity firm. I believe. Yeah. I might be wrong on it. It's irrelevant to my opinion. My opinion is, unlike Jonathan's, based upon what it actually does or doesn't do, I could care less who owns it.
Yeah.
EIG is the private equity group that owns Newfold Digital that now owns Yoast. And now
they had to rename themselves a couple of times.
It's irrelevant to the point, because at the end of the day, you can see from our list, as we'll get on real quick, there are so many things you can use for SEO. Forget about the politics. It really makes no difference.
I was just being honest with the listeners and viewers. Let's get to the facts. It is expensive. You know, I still use it because I'm lazy, basically, listeners and viewers. I would never buy the pro version. If you're going to, and I agree with Spencer, if I was, and I probably will be doing that in the next couple of months, I will be dropping it. But the free version kind of works. I certainly wouldn't pay their overpriced pro plugins. They've got the main plugin and they've got a set of add-ons. And if you've got WooCommerce or if you've got a local regional website, they make you buy a pro version. It's, to my mind, very overpriced. And for some of the reasons that Spencer's outlined, there's just better solutions out there. So I wish them well. So before we go into the other plugins, we're going to go for a short break from a couple of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
The importance of backing up your WordPress website cannot be emphasized enough. We use BlogVault to help us do this on a daily basis. With free staging, migrations, and on the pro plans, malware scanning and autofix, BlogVault is the professional's choice when managing just one website or many. Go to blogvault.com and see for yourself. you seriously won't find a better, more complete solution. That's blogvault.com, blogvault.com.
We're coming back. Like I say, you just listened to a couple of adverts from our major sponsors. I just want to point out they do some fantastic deals. To get these great offers, you just need to go over to WPTonic/deals, WPTonic/deals. And not only have you got some great special offers on there, but I list out all the plugins that I think are the best of breed for various tasks or things you need to do. If you've got a membership website, I list them all out. They are affiliate links, but I use all these products either myself or I have tested them on clients' websites, and they're just superb. So to get all those goodies, go over there. So let's go into another one. I think one of the newer players in this, the SEO framework. Interesting pricing model. If you go with the pro version, all these major SEO have free versions, but they also all have pro versions. The pro version, very interesting pricing model because they want to lock you in for 4 years. I thought that was quite interesting. Kind of Swiss Army knife, obviously offers a lot more value than Yoast, but I think there are some better solutions that we're going to be talking about. But, oh, he was breathing hard there, Spence. Yeah, that was a bit disturbing. What are your thoughts around SEO framework?
I actually had good luck with it. When things started to go sideways with Yoast, the SEO framework was in town already. And it was good results. It's very, it's got a very good following, utilitarian. I think with all of these, one has to ask whether you need the paid version of them. Because again, I'm going to use a reference point we talked about in our WP Fusion show, which is, let's assume that you're a small business or an entrepreneur and you need details about what people are actually doing. This is something that I recall on a previous WP Tonic show, you had Rand Fishkin on as a guest. And I basically held a mirror up to him on this. And Rand looked like I, you know, ran over his cat. I said, Google Analytics is nonsense. It's lying to you. And the better way of measuring what your business is doing is to do marketing automation. Of course, you know, I can't deny his expertise in the area, but like even as he is today, I feel I've been redeemed because I've seen subsequent posts from him saying how Google Analytics is lying to you. So without getting him involved in this, the point is, look at a business that has traffic. If you use traditional SEO, the idea is you're trying to improve your search ranking to get traffic, and then to analyze what happens with Google Analytics. That by itself has been around forever, but it's a gamed system. There's black hat, there's techniques, there's people that we know in our industry that are, you know, pumping keywords into other people's, you know, search areas and stuff like that. If you use marketing automation with a different type of marketing tactic to bring traffic, right? Like I call it fishing in a pond traffic. When somebody comes to the site, you now know Spencer Foreman, Jonathan Denwood, Bob Smith, Susie Jones has come to the site and you track.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I agree with partially what you're saying. But fundamentally, we've had this discussion before and you've got a much more string how to frame it. But I fundamentally disagree with your position on this, but I don't want to go down this route. So, when it comes to SEO framework, because what I got was that they were offering, like some of these other plugins that we're going to be talking about, they offer a load of extra services in the pro version, which they, one of the problems, folks, with almost not all of these that we're going to be talking about, but they, and Yoast is one of the worst, they throw up a load of adverts in your dashboard to try and get you to buy the pro version. And like I say, Yoast is notorious for this. But the others aren't much better, a bit better. But they seem to be selling a lot of extra services. And unless you've got the skill and you've done a big dive in SEO,
I have to raise a flag to what you're talking about, because none of the things you're talking about are wrong. It's just you're talking, in my opinion, and this show, I feel, should be oriented towards, let's compare the things that are really important, apples for apples. In a metaphorical sense, there was a time when Google Analytics and getting traffic through organic search or paid ads in Google and measuring that was essential. Those days are over. So kind
of like... Hopefully you just ain't going to end up in just a bloody...
You're not going to get anywhere with the show if I can't complete my thought. Right. So there was a time when a horse and a wagon was the best transport around. And we can have a whole show talking about horse and buggies and stuff, which is the best wagon wheel maker and so forth. Then it was gas automobiles. But we live in a world today of electric vehicles. Okay. There was a time in WordPress, as exemplified by you have 11, 12, 14, 16 different things on today's links, where SEO was essential. And I'm saying it would be improper for us, a waste of the show, to just be saying, well, look, they all have the same 14 features, because they do. They have meta descriptions and open graph, and they have canonical URLs.
I just want to keep this show on track. And we can have this discussion.
We're talking about the wrong metric about these things.
Well,
the
you think it's the wrong metric. I'm saying that
you, at least by having me on the show, give me at least enough room to finish my thought, which is this. If you look at the basic features, okay, of any of these free ones, most modern businesses can pick any of them. It is literally like choose which coffee brand you want. There's no right or wrong. And the second part of it then about the pro features. The pro features on these things don't matter as much as considering what your entire stack is. That's the point. The point is like pick any of the 14 or 12 for free, whatever, with the caveats we talk about. But when you're going to build something and pay money for something, don't build a horse. Don't build a gas car. Build an electric car.
I see where you're coming from. And
you're not really acknowledging that that's the factual basis it. I mean, you know.
Well, right, let's move on.
Like we were talking membership plugins last week, and it's like nobody should buy a membership plugin when you can do the same thing with marketing automation. All right,
can we move on? One of the better ones, I wouldn't say it was number one that I would choose, but I think it's a strong player, is SEO Press. Which has got more, you know, if you go with the pro version with the cover art, that I do agree with Spencer about his remarks about buying the pro versions. But I've got a slightly different stance around why you shouldn't buy the pro versions of these SEO plugins, because I think they're Swiss Army knives, and I think you're better off just using the free version and utilizing some of the more focused tools that we're going to be talking in this show. And I peeved off Spence, but there we go. You should have got used to it by now. What's your thoughts about, you know, I know you're dying to have another go at me, but... What's your basic thought of SEO Press? I think it's one of the more, if you're going to look at one of these plugins, it's one of the topper of the list.
To my mind's eye, the best feature of any of these is the ability to disable selectively the features you don't want to use.
Yeah.
Because, for example, as we talked about, the Yoast, I mean, they do a bunch of stuff in the background. I don't have a lot of strong feelings about SEO Press. It's well known. It's been around long enough. It has a reasonable amount of installations. But as an up and comer, it's not the one that I have ended up selecting. The next one is. So I can't say anything good, bad, or otherwise other than to say the free version is worth trying out. I would definitely say you're going to find the similar features with just different interface. I mean, that's the point.
Yeah, I think it's a strong player, listeners and viewers. I think it's one of the stronger players in this list. Let's go on to what I feel is the top one, which is Rank Math. I will probably in the new year be moving a couple of my own properties and be utilizing this and getting rid of Yoast SEO. So what you know, you've already said that you think this yourself is the top one. What do you like about it, and why have you decided that this is your poison?
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, the founder, Bahanu, and his team are very progressive in a positive way. So on the same order of the Shah Jahan Jewel and, you know, Jack Arturo and you know, Chris and his team over at Lifter, he's actively, proactively actually involved in the interface, in the tool, in talking about the features, getting input and feedback. They have built something that, number two, has AI built into it, which is a bit of a gimmick, a little tchotchke. But, for example, if you wanted to do a little research to find out what a good keyword is, if you still believe that's going to help you in a world of 8 trillion websites, then at least you can use the AI feature, free or otherwise. Sorry, truth hurts. Third is
it's your bloody truth. It ain't mine.
They're actively involved. What's so funny about the show is that we had like four shows and you've immediately gone back to pre-membership machine Jonathan. And I'm going to ask you now.
It's not me.
Stop doing that. Just go back to the Jonathan we had in the last four or five shows here. Don't go back to the old WP Tonic Jonathan, because I'm not going to participate in any active way if you keep doing that. I really am serious. I will not participate in the show if you're going to keep doing that, because I can't give people honest advice if you're just hedging my, you know, tree all the time. So let me say what I feel, because it's based on facts. Okay. So, and Jonathan and I love each other. Mommy and daddy are fighting. It's okay, kids. This particular plugin has got active development and features that are moving in the right direction as a feature. Now, while it has the framework capability, other than an atrocious banner that shows up at the top for the admin, which can be blocked, other than that, which scares the bejesus out of you the first time you see it, it does so much in the free version that for most people, you can just go with the free version. And then you can live the life that I'm talking about, which is like, what is this good for? And there might be 14, 15 different really well-organized buckets, which I really like how they did it, where you can just have this bucket turned on and the other one's turned off. And I appreciate how thoughtful they are about the interface, the AI, the feature segmentation, and so forth. But more importantly, it's all transparent on the front for an expert who knows what they're doing to turn off versus the let's find where Yoast, you know, hid the bodies in the basement.
Yeah. All right. On to the next one. SEO Skrillly. This is attempting to kind of, they're all a bit like this, but this is definitely, it's charging $71 a month up to seven websites. It's aimed at the more professional, and it's trying to be, it's more of a kind of trying to become a more professional SEO research tool. I don't think it's worth something. If you're going to go down there, there's some specific tools that we're going to be talking about that are a little bit more expensive. There's a number of other professional SEO research tools around this $71 mark that are, I just don't think provide the kind of data, the quality, the history that you need. So it's okay, but I just I would just go with rank math. I don't know if you know anything about this particular plugin. What's your thoughts?
I've seen it. I think this is a good example of a company, again, who sees an opportunity in the marketplace. There's plenty of people who, on their face, don't necessarily, as I was suggesting, know, care, or understand fully SEO. And so they're just like, I need an SEO plugin, right? A couple things to point out. First of all, they seem to have more of an effort, which is a nice thing in some ways, on the analysis and the keyword research as one of their cool features. Again, leaning heavily on the gimmicky or not, the AI. Now, our friends and colleagues use AI in lots of different places and some of the other plugins. It's early days, but for some people, it's kind of cool. I think it's gimmicky because there's no direct correlation between AI picking keywords or doing it manually or having somebody off of Fiverr do it. But nevertheless, for some people, it's kind of cool. Where they really kind of show what my point is, because again, this is just going to the grocery store and there's 400 coffees on the aisle in America. Pick the one you like, try it. Maybe you like the red label and your friend likes the blue label. As it says in the middle of their copy, see the 650 features that'll help you optimize your site. Click here. For goodness sake, 650 features I get to choose from. Wow. I need to go through 650 features to know of why I need this plugin. You know what would be really awesome? A plugin or a feature plugin that says, here's the one thing that it does, or maybe three things, because that's my opinion about where WordPress is off the ranch and turned into this confusing mess. And today's show is an example. We don't need 12 or 14 different plugins doing SEO for a utilitarian function. It should be almost a core feature, to be honest.
Yeah. On to the last one of the major plugins before we go for a break, which should have happened like 10 minutes ago, but it's been a long-winded first half. But it's the totally opposite of the previous plugin, and it's Slim SEO. And Slim is it? It provides basic functionality. I would still probably go with Rank Math, even though it's got some of the, with the banner advert, which is atrocious, as Spence has pointed out. And I certainly won't pay for the pro versions. But Slim, but if you want a bare bones, just focus on the key things, it could be your cup of tea. What do you reckon?
Yes, yes, and yes. This plugin is exactly doing what I was talking about. And in many ways, I can't say any more good things about it because it is sticking to its lane. This is the plugin, for example, that somebody who has, I posted a bunch of things like how to make $300 selling a solution with three features to a yoga instructor or a massage therapist. Like I'm doing a case study on what I'm doing right now with my massage therapist because I got some back troubles. For those customers that have simple websites.
So you're back. You got Jonathan trouble.
Oh my God. Like that's the pain in my arse. The thing that this does so well is you've got a simple website that needs basic stuff. Like it needs to have the meta information or it needs to have maybe Open Graph or whatever. This lets you do that without spending an entire week trying to undo what Rank Math does or what Yoast does or anything else. And that is what is so elegant and beautiful about it. And for free, this is what a feature plugin should be like. Now, is it perfect? I don't think so, but boy, does it get the job done. And in the same way, like many free plugins do, like in most cases, if you have a website, even built on Cadence, and you just need your Facebook Open Graph and Twitter images to show up properly, there's a free plugin called the OG plugin or whatever. You just put it in. You don't even have a setting on it. All it does is it makes sure that the default image on every post or page shows up. It's like, what the hell is everything else trying to do there? You know, I need a spoon, not a drawer of stuff. So this one actually gets a high five on the spend scale.
I think if you just want the bare bones, look at Slim SEO. If you want something, but you don't have to pay for the pro version, they're going to eat me for saying this, is Rank Math. They're the two of the list.
Agreed. for the reasons we said. Like, if you want to do all that clever stuff, if you want to see your score, you want to research keywords, you want to do like all these interactive things, use Rank Math. If you want just like,
I disagree there, because I'm going to explain myself in the second half. I wouldn't use it for all that. I just like the interface. It's more polished and it's got a couple things that you might find, but a lot of it, I would switch it off. I wouldn't use it, because I think if you're going to get serious about this, that you need some other tools, which we're going to discuss in the second half of the show. We're going to go for our break, folks. Got a couple of adverts from our great sponsors. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. I just want to point out, I do a great weekly newsletter, all things WordPress and tech in general, and it's got some great special offers in that. You just need to go over to wptonic/deals again, and you can sign up for the weekly newsletter, which I write and put some effort in. Before we go into the others, I just want to explain this to some viewers. Me and Spence have known one another for a long time, and it's a marriage that's gone wrong a lot of times. We've got a lot of history, but I love Spence, but most of the time he wants to cut my balls off. But I fundamentally, I've built a reasonably successful business on SEO, folks, and content marketing. And when he disparages the ability for you to grow your business, I fundamentally disagree with him. But it doesn't mean that I don't agree with almost 90% of what he says. But Spencer, you just push it a little bit too far for me. And when I push back, you don't like it.
We're old family, but the truth does hurt. And I know it hurts you. And I sometimes feel it's the good medicine for you to hear it. And definitely our audience needs to hear it, because that's the only reason why I show up here. I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody anything that isn't fundamentally correct. And I'm willing, by the way, like I said in the old days, if somebody has factual verification that I am off my rocker, tell me, please. And I will publicly admit it, give you credit for it, and send you a virtual pony, which I will post up. That's the way I thank people.
I'm looking forward to getting out. I like ponies, so I'm looking forward to that.
I just feel like we live in a world of illusion, especially online, and we don't need to talk about the politics of WordPress, but WordPress is so amazing, but in a flea market way, where it should be just so clear from the top. Like, that's what the goal is of the show.
Yeah. So on we go. So we got some resources, a real mixture that will help you with your SEO and you... But I do agree with Spencer, a lot of these plugins, especially the ones we were talking about in the first half of the show, they throw in a lot of stuff to get you to buy the pro version, and a lot of it is smoke and mirrors. I do agree with him on that. So this is one of the purposes of this show. So Broken Link Checker, it's a free... one of the things that Google, when it's indexing your website, is he doesn't like to see a load of broken links. And if you've got any kind of membership website or larger website, you get broken links. There's a few of these free versions. It comes from a well-known agency plugin development shop. There's other choices, but I chose this because it comes from a respectable source. What's your view about this broken link checker, Spence?
I mean, I love James Farmer and WPMU devs in general. This plugin has enough bad reviews to make me say use with caution compared to other ones. It doesn't mean it's fundamentally bad, just means that it has some rough edges around it. And for that reason, I would use it cautiously because there have been utilities that I've used in the past. For example, maybe I migrated a site or there was some issue where there was an old non-SSL link to an image, right? So I've used some plugins in the past to search and replace databases. Maybe there's six or eight of them. If somebody's using it for a slightly different purpose than mine, they might get a really bad result. Whereas for me, it's like, oh, it works great. But that requires me to be kind of on red alert when I'm using it and not just mindlessly, you know, do it because the results may not be what I expect. So I would give that caveat here.
Is there any particular one that comes to your mind that you would recommend?
No, but if you search, I know if you search for broken link checker, there are an abundance of them, free and otherwise. And this kind of goes hand in hand, quite frankly, with site mapping, because at the end of the day, if you are using, let's get back to Google tools, a tool that is great is any of the Google site tools. So forgetting analytics for a second, Google by itself will tell you if your site is messed up. It will send you, if you turn on the notices, like, we found these bad links, you better fix them. And like, quite honestly, that seems to be a much easier way to do it because the authority that it matters to is the one that's telling you what's broken when their robots try to index your site. So c'est la vie.
Now, on to the next utility plugin, XML sitemaps. We're not talking about the kind of physical sitemap page that lists all your posts. And this is a kind of sitemap which Google's spider technology likes to see. And it was one of the things that Yoast was notorious for. I think they sorted that out. It used to bugger that up. This produces an XML sitemap like the previous broken link checker. There's a load of these. I think, what's your thoughts about this, Spence?
I give this a high five because this is like the slim SEO. This takes that feature and it breaks it out and it does it amazingly well without everything else. I mean, it's quite literally, I'm going to the store to buy a spoon, not a dinnerware set, not plates, not wedding gifts. I want a spoon. And I can use this spoon along with the slim SEO fork, along with the, you know, marketing automation. I can build the features together that cost me nothing. And unlike the last one, this one actually is almost exclusively five stars. I mean, it's 2,000 five stars and a handful of one stars, which are probably just oddball kind of things, to be honest.
Yeah. So on to internal. One of the things, folks, is there's SEO research, which finding particular topics that your website can compete with your competitors that still will produce enough traffic. And then you've got all the other things, which Spencer is correct. You've got to convert that traffic, but you've got to get the traffic first. And so writing, being in a niche, overcomes Spencer's, you know, there's a million websites. He is totally correct about that. That's why you need to find your niche. And then you need to do your SEO research in it and then find the particular posts or topics you're going to write about. But the other factor that Google plays some strength, which you have the term on site SEO, basically that's a term that means that you're just kind of optimizing everything on your website. So you're it's like that first date you go on. You want to look reasonably good for your first date. So you're trying to get your website to be as attractive to Google as possible. So one of the factors that Google looks at is internal links. But you've got to have good content, but then it wants to see that you link your internal content. Doing it manually is obviously the best way, but also very time consuming. I utilize this plugin myself. It was recommended to me by a couple of people that I really expect in the field, and I've been using it and I find it really great. And that's Link Whisperer. It's sent for one site license, it's $77 per year. I use it every post I put on my properties. I utilize it. Do you know about this particular plugin? What's your view, Spencer?
It's the Link Whisperer. This is another great example of a business focused on a feature. I do find this one to be compelling in a good way. To amplify what you've said, let's say, like each of us, or perhaps other people, you're very prolific, but you've covered a lot of ground in the years, 16 years in WordPress. I got a lot of stuff out there. Right now, one of the motives about SpencerForman.com was to gather a net and gather up everything that is relevant, sort it out. It can be a very arduous process. This essentially allows one to automate the process of sending people to other relevant content using a little bit of AI and a little bit of automation tools. And in doing so, I think it definitely provides, at $77, a huge time saver and a benefit. And that is the kind of utility that I high five to. It's not trying to do two things or four things or 12 things. It's trying to do one thing really well. And it's a clear proposition, $77, totally reasonable.
Yeah, there's I put a second one that I have never utilized, but seemed to have a few good write-ups. That's Link Juicer.
For that this morning. Yeah,
it was did delicious. You? Right, there we go. Oh, well, that's nice to know.
It's a great name, by the way.
But. Yeah, Link Juicer. I do like the name. It's the main thing. It's a very similar price for one website license, $69. But they do offer a $200 lifetime deal. Like all lifetime deals, you've got to be sure that they're going to be around for, our position on lifetime deals, me and Spent, is a little bit different. I do agree. As offering a lifetime deal all the time, to me, is a red flag, because it means that there is some possibility that they're probably going to disappear, in my opinion.
I think a lot of stuff is going to disappear.
But periodic special deal, lifetime deals, I've got no problem with. So
I think just on that last comment, I think people, in my opinion, should be cautious about lifetime deals, because think about telephones, think about computers, think about cars, think about other things. That even if it's as simple as the hardware's still good, the operating systems and everything else change so fast that you've got, like myself, maybe a closet full of junk. I was surprised when I dipped my toe into offering things for lifetime, how people think they're sort of similar to NFTs or classic paintings, that they're going to sit on the shelf and be worth something in the future, like baseball cards. They're not, because WordPress is moving so fast, and I've been through three major iterations of WordPress's stuff. I would just buy the annual license of anything that's compelling for a single site. It's totally worth $100, give or take, and see if it improves your situation. Because that's my bottom line. If you're using these things, you presumably have a business purpose. And if your business cannot support the $600 to $1,200 for an entire year of owning the software, you probably should not be doing that business, quite honestly. Okay.
All right, we're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show. We're going to continue with bonus content, which if you're watching this, you can find on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. I've got a few other things that I think you're going to find really useful and probably bore the tears out, Spencer. I've already got his blood supply. You must feel invigorated because I've woken you up, Spencer, you know.
Anybody who's watched you and I long enough, because I've been on like 600 freaking shows of yours already, knows this is our relationship. It's like a brothers or whatever. I don't know. Something like.
I don't have this relationship got with my brother. I can tell you that now.
It's like that Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly movie. I think Step Brothers. It'd be more like that.
So Spencer, how can people find out more about you and what you're up to?
Now I would send everybody to SpencerForeman.com, and I'm hoping that the E part, so it's SpencerForeman.com, and that will take you through a hub that gets you to all the other stuff I'm up to, including current content, my businesses, my consultancy, and so forth. So give it a try. Let me know what you think, if it's helpful or not.
Yeah, and thanks for your continuous support. It's much appreciated, Spencer. Like I say, if you want to find more about WP Tonic, the best way is obviously go to the WP Tonic website or go to the WP Tonic YouTube channel and subscribe and give us a thumbs up on these videos and podcasts. It really does support the show. We'll be back either next week. I'm not sure if we're going to do a show next week because it's Thanksgiving week next week. But otherwise, we'll be back the following week. We'll see you soon. Like I say, we'll be continuing the conversation. We've got a long list of other things, and you'll be able to watch that on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.